Welcome to the Building Your Dream Career podcast with Three Skills co-founders, Toby, Josh, Marianne, and Anissa.
Hi, and welcome to Recruiter's Corner. My name is Marianne. I'm a Three Skills co-founder and recruiter. In today's episode, Toby and I discuss how to build your resume for your dream job. Have a listen.
Hey, everybody. This is Toby, co-founder, CEO of Three Skills, and I'm here with the incredible Marianne. And she's going to introduce herself, and I'm going to give you a bit of background about how we got to where we are founding Three Skills. So, Marianne, say hi to the people.
Hi, my name is Marianne. I'm a full-time recruiter. I am a co-founder of Three Skills. And also, I love to say this now because it's my new title. I'm a mom.
A mom, killing the mom game. She is such an empathetic and she just cuddles her baby all day. And what a cute baby. So Marianne and I go way back. We've known each other, what, like 10, 11 years or something. We used to sit together in Carleton University in business. And, you know, Marianne is always a good student, you know, paying attention to all the details. I was just kind of hanging around. It was a good time. But back in 2019, you know, she was actually sitting like right behind me, like the moment Three Skills was born, like, and then we became co-founders almost instantly, which is really awesome. So, pretty much today, like we're talking about resumes, right? Because what I've seen is, you know, resumes have been around for like 400 years. They've like barely changed. But there's been like a pretty big shift recently, right, in what resumes look like and how they're supposed to be written and all that stuff. So we're going to be talking about that today. But first, let's talk about like, what is a resume today? Like in this year, in this age, like what is a resume? What is it supposed to do?
For sure. I think the most important part right now to remember is that you have thousands of applicants going after the same job. Mm-hmm. So you have like, your resume is like your opportunity to get in front of the hiring manager, the recruiter, and to just like capture their attention and just to make sure to make it to the first round, which is like that first 15-minute call. Mm-hmm. A great resume now is one that like just casually ticks all the boxes of what the hiring manager is looking for.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of times we just skim through job descriptions and we're just like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. But you really have to take that first, save a copy, because you will not believe the amount of times people tell me like, hey, can you send me a copy? And I'm like, I'd rather not. But you definitely should always keep a copy and tailor it to the job description. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like before a resume, and maybe like when me and you were in school, it was like, hey, fill in this resume with every single thing you have ever done, every class project, every volunteering, like everything that you've ever done in your entire career, and put it in a, like, make it fit in this piece of paper somehow. Versus now it's like, it's only what's relevant. Like, you only want to answer the questions on the job description. You want it to be a casual, like, hey, hiring manager, I'm right here. You've been looking for me and I'm ready to have a conversation with you. And I feel like that's been like the biggest shift, where it's not everything you've ever done, but it's like, what's relevant, what's important, and like, what does the hiring manager care about?
Yeah, that's like a really good distinction, because I was going through a resume that was sent to me like, I think a week ago, and it was 5 pages long.
Okay. Yeah, too
long. Now even I know, right, that like, you know, 3 pages is long, right? 5 pages of like pure text is wild, right? And it goes back to what you were saying, is like in the past, you wanted to show everything. Like, this is everything I can do. This is everything I've done. These are all the incredible, but right now it needs to be more like a direct link to the job description to make it like almost a mirror, right? Like whatever the hiring manager is looking for is whatever is relevant on your resume right now, right? So now that like you've probably gone through thousands of resumes, right? So let's start with like some of the things that you have noticed that make a resume, good versus like great, like standout versus like normal?
For sure. Good, I think, is still one that's relevant. Mm-hmm. It's still one that shows, let's say, if you have like the technical skills, it still tells like what you've done in your role. It's still relevant to the role that we're looking to fill. But the difference between one that's great, it's one that it has taken very specific requirements and it's like, I've solved this problem before. Like, right. I have already done this. One that uses like the wording of like each company too, because it's like, oh, we're speaking the same language.
Yeah.
And honestly, one that's not too long. Like, I feel like you don't need to include everything. If you put like 3 bullet points, 4 bullet points under each one, but that directly answer a requirement from the job description, that's a great one. It's really not about like the amount of words and like the filler smart words that you use. It's like, yeah, what's relevant. And I think that's a great one. And it doesn't hurt when it's like organized and like very easy to find this information. I won't say like it needs to be colorful. It needs to be have a picture. That doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Really? Do you think like, so I need you to talk to that, because I think a lot of people are confused, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, do I put a picture? Do I not? Do I like, is it pure text? Is it not? Is it colorful? Is it not? Right. And I think a lot of times we look at building resumes as a very like one and zeros, like black or white, like everyone's doing this or everyone's doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So can you speak to that? Because like, I used to be confused about that. Like, do I like test A/B testing, picture, no picture, right? Like, what do you think?
I think the answer to that is it depends. Like, it really depends. If you are applying to like a legacy company, I would probably stick to black and white and no picture.
Yeah.
But if you're applying to like a tech company and you're wanting to stand out, then I would go ahead and put the picture. I would use some colors that are close to the brand of the company you're hiring, like you're applying to. Like, why not? At the end of the day, like, you're just looking to stand out. And I feel like if you're applying to a more technical role or a legacy company, what makes you stand out is a lot of the times your technical skills, and it's not necessarily how personable you are or how organized, you know. Like, if you're applying to a marketing role, and I would definitely expect like a more creative resume. Yeah. But I don't think there's like a one size fits all. And it's not, if it doesn't feel right for you, don't use a picture. If you don't like colors, then don't use it. But the content has to be impeccable. Like, whatever you do, pictures, no pictures, colors, no colors. If you spend that time in the content, and then it pays off in the end, and it doesn't matter how it looks in the end.
Yeah. Great points, by the way. Like, I think when we were starting to learn how to build resumes, we realized very quickly that like a resume should be a perfect reflection of who you are, like just naturally, right? Yeah. Like, I remember looking at your resume and
pink
going like,
and yeah,
it was like so many colors. I was like, oh my gosh, she got sponsored by Skittles. Like, but it was so like colorful. And I was like, this, you know what, this would be Marianne. Like, if you saw Marianne's resume and then like met Marianne, you'd be like,
that makes sense.
That makes sense. Exactly. So I think the resume definitely has to make sense for like who you are, like just naturally. And then also for the company, like you were saying, like if it's a legacy company, like if you're applying to like an IBM or an Oracle or like a Rogers or like a, you know, like some of these, you know, companies that are in legacy industries or that are like, you know, hundreds of years old, or I'm just kidding, but like really old companies. Yeah. Like they probably don't really care if you have like a picture and colors. Right. But I remember where my wife was applying to her company. She put the branding, like the colors, the exact colors of the company, and a nice picture on the resume. She submitted it and then she fell asleep. It was like 2 PM or something. And she wakes up at like 4 p.m. The recruiter has already emailed her back.
Yeah.
Right. Because it made it a little bit like, you know, more easy to stand out with doing that. Right.
And, you know, like that's sometimes what color does. If like you're going as far as like using the same branding, if on average a recruiter spends 6 seconds on your resume, but like the colors and the picture makes them like, okay, here goes 15 seconds. Like, let me click on the LinkedIn profile. Like, at the end of the day, like, you hit the goal of that. Like, you extended that exactly. 6 seconds. Colors or no colors, I think the colors can only get you so far. It has to be like the content at the end of the day.
Yes, it can't just be colors. That's for everyone listening. You know, don't just color. I've seen some beautiful resumes. Like, I had a friend that had it was beautiful, honestly stunning, had nothing on it. Like, I remember reading it, like, there's literally like, there's nothing on this resume. It's pretty, right? But the content still matters. And I think so does the format, right? Like, so let's talk about formats, because there's a big debate happens on LinkedIn every week.
Oh my goodness. Right? Yes.
It's like PDF versus Word doc. And, you know, it just causes the whole thing.
I don't know why this is the discussion, because it honestly shouldn't be. Like, PDF forever. Like, that's it.
PDF forever.
I'm serious. Like, hashtag it. Make it trend on LinkedIn, because it's not my personal preference. It's not what I think is best. It's not recruiters being picky. The system, when you submit your resume, it changes it. It doesn't look the same. It has awkward spacing. It's like maybe spills into a next page.
Different font.
It doesn't look the way you want it to. And if you've spent hours on a resume, like, the least is like, it needs to look what you worked on,
and now that I've started like doing hiring, like I'm going through our system and finding like resumes, and I'm going like, why is this downloading right now? Like, you know, like, or like, why is this so badly formatted? And then I realize it's like a doc. Like, just save it as a PDF. It saves you that, first of all, you don't get to explain your resume, right? Like, that's something that's really important, is you don't get to be like, oh no, I meant to put that over here.
No,
like,
it's gone.
Like, you get 6 seconds, like, more if you've done it right, but if it's misformatted, you don't get to explain that, right? So save it as a PDF, for the love of God, and ignore people on LinkedIn that say Word doc, please. Like, because even if it's pure text, you can still save it as a PDF. Like, it doesn't have to be a Word doc, right? And I know that sometimes, because you go into like some of these, you know, application stuff or like whatever online, and they're like, you know, upload your resume. And then they ask you to type in everything you've uploaded. You know, those are.
your computer.
And I just go like, why? I always leave those. Like, I don't think I finished one of those. Like, why am I repeating what I just submitted?
What was the point of spending an hour on my resume?
If you're a company and you do that, like, shame on you, honestly. Like, you need to get rid of that system. Upload the resume and take that. Okay, so let's talk through like tailoring your resume. Okay, so there's the basics. Okay, right. So you have first name, last name, email, phone number, city, not address, right? People,
not address,
stop putting your addresses on your resume. Like, resumes pass through lots and lots of hands and eyes. So just city, and then your LinkedIn, which I'm finding to be more and more necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, putting your LinkedIn on your resume. Like, as a recruiter, does that make your job easier, harder, like, when there's a LinkedIn like URL on the resume?
Definitely. I feel like a lot of hiring managers, before they interview someone, like, they want me to send the LinkedIn profile. Sometimes they'll skip the resume altogether, because they can just, well, they expect to go through the LinkedIn and to have the same information shown there.
Right. Exactly. So please put your LinkedIn on, and then picture or no picture just depends on, you know, what you like. Okay. I want to touch quickly on the name on the resume, because we've had conversations now. You know, because there's a lot of discrimination around names, right? Yeah. People get screened out because of their name. So this is something that we've talked about before, is be comfortable with the name you're putting on your resume. You don't have to like change. Like, I have an English name. It's Samuel. If you ever call me Samuel, I'm never going to respond to you, by the way. I have an English name, but I wouldn't put my English name on my resume. Right.
Yeah.
People call
me. Imagine if I call you, hey, Samuel, you're like, wrong number. Like, it's like, what?
Grandma?
Did you apply to this job? It's like, oh yeah.
Is this grandpa? But yeah, like, so you want to be comfortable with the name you put on your resume, right? But you also have to accept the fact that there's a lot of discrimination in hiring, right? Yeah. And so you want to find that balance, right? Something that it, so I've seen some people do this, right? They put their name on their resume and then they put like a pronunciation for the name, right? Oh. Just like right under the, I think that's brilliant, right? Yeah. Because you don't want anything, as stupid as it is that this exists, by the way.
Yeah.
It's something that we'd be amiss to not talk about, is make it easy for them to pronounce your name. It's okay that, you know, we're human, right? I've seen some names that I'm like, and I freeze.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what? I feel like you never like lose points, or like you are not harming your chances of getting a call if you put the pronunciation. If anything, no. It's like, I really appreciate that because I want to like say your name correctly. I also, yeah. Like if you look at my name, you would assume it's Marianne, but it's actually not, right? So
yeah.
I added it on my LinkedIn profile, like yeah. To have my first and last name.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. And I think it's a really cool feature too. So I don't know. I feel like it only helps the recruiter. It yeah. Doesn't harm to have the pronunciation.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. So let's go through like, you know, like tailoring resumes, because some people like mass apply. They just go like one yeah. resume, 100 jobs, right? I did that graduating from university. That's how I landed.
Of course you did.
That's how I landed. I landed interviews at Lululemon and a tech company with the same resume, but like none from the others. But okay, so if you're starting to tailor your resume, what should you be thinking about?
So first and foremost, like if your goal is to get a job, by all means, like one resume, apply 1,000 times. And I'm sure eventually, like the, yeah. What's it called? The spray and pray method.
Yeah,
I'm
spray
sure,
and pray.
I'm sure it'll work eventually. But if you're going after like your dream job, and I feel like this whole episode is around like a resume for your dream job.
Yeah.
Then you have to tailor it. Like you, mm-hmm. it's not even a question. It doesn't matter if you're applying to 5 companies, but it's the same role, then you don't have to tailor it like 5 specific times, because right. The same words will show up, the same requirements it's obvious. Like if you're looking for an account executive role at right. 5 different companies, it's a sales
pretty
job
much the
at,
same, yeah,
exactly. But if you are targeting like one specific and like very niche role in one company, then it has to be tailored. Like I said, something that I still see a lot is like a lot of what you do, as if like this is my duties, like this is what I did,
yeah,
but not a lot of like how I did it, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah. I think having a tailored resume that says like I did this and this was my impact and this was the problem I was solving, like I feel like that's also super important when you're tailoring it.
Yeah. And I think like what you're going after, especially with like the impact versus like actions that you took, it's like a yeah. lot of people list the tasks, right? Or like just their duties, like you said. But a couple methods that we always talk about is like the STAR method, or like the CAR method, is like situation, task, action, result, right? Yeah. Or the context, action, and result. But even simpler, something that I use is I just go, this is the impact or the result that I was able to create,
yeah,
and then I use the job description to actually write the task that I did in the words that they understand. So without lying, don't lie on your resume, by the way,
never
but without lying, actually going like, okay, I closed $600K in new business by cold prospecting to multiple clients. If they say cold prospecting in the job description, I'm going to say cold prospecting. Why would I say cold calling? Why would I say anything else other than what they are saying? So that's where the job description is there to, it's an open book exam. It's giving you the answers, right? Mm-hmm. And you just have to come with your impact and marry those two things together, right? On a work experience level, right? When you're building the resume and formatting it and tailoring it, what goes first? What goes, so introduction, like your contact details, right? That's obviously at the top, but what goes like right under that? Like what is the most important thing that should be closer to the top of your resume?
I think whatever's most relevant.
Nice.
Like if you have, and I say that, and I know it's frustrating because it can be anything, mm-hmm. but it really is like, if you, let's say you're looking for a job as a data scientist, but you actually haven't had that as a title on your resume yet. You still want to make sure that you're adding like the tech requirements as the very first thing. If you have a certificate, if you have a master's that you've learned, that like that should still be the very first thing, even if you don't have experience yet, you know. Another example, like when I was applying for my role as a recruiter, I wasn't a recruiter yet. Like
that's true.
I had never hired anyone, but I was still at my role at Three Skills. Like I was still doing a lot of the work. I was still talking to our students. I was basically like screening them. I was finding companies that to see if they would hire them. And I would still go along the process. I was still interviewing them. So that was the first thing on my resume. It was not my current role.
Yeah,
it was my, like, I guess, side hustle, side business. That was the very first thing on my resume.
Yeah. And that's interesting because a lot of people leave out their hustle, right? Like they leave out any like personal projects that they've done, whether successful or not. But you put that on your resume. And I think we had only been going for like 6 months at that time, or maybe 7 months. And you put it on.
I think it was even less. It was probably like 4 months.
Oh my goodness.
Because I signed in November and we started in June.
Very true, actually. Yeah. So like that was like brand new and you had still gathered enough like experience. So essentially what you're saying is like you can create your own experience. Like it doesn't have to be like formal from your last job to qualify you for your next job, right?
I think just the idea of like having to have very specific experience is fine, but any experience is experience, right? You know, I feel like you can still be as passionate in your 9-to-5 job as you can be on your side hustle. So if you're like pouring everything into that and you're learning skills and you're actually doing the job, like why wouldn't you include that? Like, I think that's just a disservice to yourself.
Yeah. That's actually a great point. Cause I know that for me, getting into Shopify, Three Skills was huge, apparently, like from what the recruiter and the hiring manager told me. And then for getting my first promotion at Shopify, also huge. Like that was what I presented Three Skills, right, as proof that I could build something from scratch. So if you're listening and you have a side project or something that you've worked on, please put it on. And by the way, if your side project's really important to you and you go into like an interview process and they tell you like, oh, we don't want you working on this, it's probably just
don't want to work there.
You probably don't want to work there, right? Yeah. Like don't sacrifice parts of you for like a job, right? Like just find the company that sees you, like all of you as valuable, right? When I am writing, or when anyone is writing about their work experience, so I was going through a resume this week, and under the first work experience, I had like 20 to 30 points.
No. 3-5 max.
No.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yes. 3-5 max. Right. And those really just need to be whatever's relevant. Is that
correct? What matters. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about like this analogy in my mind, because I feel like I'm a very visual person. So I need to like know, okay, this is how you build a resume, but like why? Like I am a person who always seeks the why in order to like understand and come to terms with something. So I'm Bolivian. I have a Bolivian passport.
Yeah.
If I'm traveling to the US, I need my US visa, right? Like I need to go through the proper like documentation and go to the embassy and like get that visa. But if I like show up to, let's say, the counter before boarding and I'm like, hey, I have my PR card, I have my credit card, I have my driver's license, here's my Bolivian passport. And they're like, that's amazing, but where's your US visa? I'm like, oh, actually, it's in my expired passport that I keep in my drawer, so it's at home. It's like, okay, you're not kidding on the flight.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I can show them that I have a copy of it in my phone, a PDF. Yeah. I can ask them to look me up on the system. But if it's not on me, then how do they know that it's legit? Like, how do they know that I actually have that? I'm not going to board that plane. And it's the same thing with your resume. Like, if you have a certificate, if you have a certain experience, if you've done XYZ project, but it's not on your resume, then it doesn't matter. It's like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So at like at the end of the day, the only way to get to like that first stage of the interview or to like board that plane is to like have that on you or like have that on your resume.
Right. So the I love the analogy because I've definitely gotten to the the airport and just not have like the like it's like, oh, I don't have my passport. Like I don't have any sort of ID. Like I have to go back home and grab it. Right. So I think that's super important to keep in mind as you like build your resumes and tailor them. So like whatever is most relevant, whatever makes you stand out, whatever makes you valuable, whatever the hiring manager cares about on the job description has to be on your resume.
Yeah. Right? And like, don't forget about ATS too, like the application tracking system. That's basically a software that if there are certain words that have been highlighted, if they're not on your resume, you're getting a direct rejection. Some companies use this. So even if you in your mind know that you have this certificate or that you have the experience, or maybe you just didn't tailor it enough and you didn't use the same words from the job description, then like, it's so sad to like go through this because I've seen a couple of our students go through it, but you will just not move on to the first stage. You won't even get an interview. It's like, but I can do that and I've done it before. It's like, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't show that in your resume.
Yeah, you have to have the words that will be picked up by the ATS, right? No, this is really helpful, and I hope like it has been helpful to everyone. So we build a lot of our resumes with something called Kick Resume, and we'll be sure to share it in the notes, kickresume.com. So if you want to build a resume, you can check them out. They're really, really good at that. Is there anything else you want to leave everyone with as we wrap up around building a resume for their dream job?
I would say like spend the time. Like I know it's like, it's annoying to like spend all this time to tailor it, to like get the right words, but it really does pay off. Like the last couple times or like when I got hired, I got a referral. Yes. But the person still looked at my resume, and for you as well, like they still looked at your resume.
Always.
And that's what gets you like that first interview. Mm-hmm. So although it can seem like tedious work, eventually it does pay off when you're like, okay, I'm on the first round. Like let's move on to the next one. And it really does pay off to tailor it.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, listen, this has been really helpful. I learned how to build resumes by copying your resume. So I did. I did. I literally had it like side by side. So I'm hoping you took really good notes from this. And we'll probably catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Building Your Dream Career. If you got some value out of this, feel free to share it with someone that might need it, or you can leave a 5-star rating on the podcast. Visit the3skills.com for free resources to help you build your dream career. See you next time.